Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Across the country, Americans are expressing a mixture of support, apprehension, and possibly confusion over President Trump's decision to bomb nuclear sites in Iran this weekend. Administration officials say the strikes give Iran the chance to return to negotiations over its nuclear program. As for possible threats here, CBS's Chanel Call from New York.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there are currently no credible specific threats against the homeland, but experts that we've been hearing from say information sharing between local and state law enforcement and government officials will be critical in the days ahead.
At Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, the B-2 bombers that participated in the strikes came back home today. Our Ian Lee is at the base.
This is the base that they would take off from, they would carry out their operations from. They can go to other bases and operate out of other places around the world, but Whiteman Air Force Base is the home of the B-2 stealth bomber.
Top Democrats say they were left in the dark on the strike plans, but White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says on X that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was given what she calls a courtesy call. CBS's Willie James Inman.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans mostly welcomed President Trump's decision, while some Democrats said the commander-in-chief should have consulted Congress first.
I'm always open to new intelligence, but the procedure should have been that Congress was briefed before we decided to enter war and that we actually had a vote on it.
With Israel and Iran in their second week of battle, the IDF's chief of staff said the campaign is ongoing, adding that the Jewish state has targets to strike and objectives to complete.
A Tennessee judge has ordered Kilmara Brago Garcia's release from jail while he awaits a federal trial on human smuggling charges. It is hot across much of the country. Parts from Minnesota to Maine are under some type of heat advisory. So are places in Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Mississippi. In Chicago.
Ooh, it's hot. It's hot.
It's hot. What do you mean? What do I think about it?
It's definitely hot out. Definitely got to be by the water and stay hydrated.
Fred Smith, the founder of the FedEx Corporation, has died. Smith, a Marine Corps veteran, started FedEx in the 1970s, and in 1973, it began operation. It delivered small parcels and documents at first, and it ultimately grew into a global transportation and logistics company with an average of 17 million shipments a day. Fred Smith was 80 years old and is also the father of Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let me tell you, man, I'm the one you wanna get when you wanna get the good stuff. She's a goddess.
Let's go.
She deserves.
Let's go.
Saturday and Max Inc. Radio continues here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we did a big two in a row with Bing Bong, another nominated and winning artist from the MAMA Awards a couple weeks ago. See them showing off their trophy and doing live stuff on 7-4 at Monona Community Fest, and then 7-18 at the High Noon, or maybe 10-10 in Fitchburg with Beth Geely. Wow, October events? We're talking about them now on Max Inc. Radio? Yeah, because we got a plan for these things. This hour's celebration of local stuff and newly awarded things are powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. I thought to myself, why not do a whole bunch of bands freshly winning right out of the MAMAs? So we have Mr. Jeffrey James and the Jeffrey James Show, and then the Mascot Theory right now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've been traveling for far too long. The body can't keep up with the mind and soul in time. And time again, I fall back down. And where to begin? Well, the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. And the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah. If you've been struggling, feeling down, know this too shall pass, cause it cannot last. For a flower can grow in soil that's dense. So uproot yourself and make peace in your head. For the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. In the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah.
Of a flashing hazard light, just a hope and a prayer that we'll all escape and not be forgotten words on a missing page.
all my misery wrapped in a hard lesson. See the distant past as an ice cold blessing. Full moon chasing all the clouds away as I wait for the morning song of a brand new day. I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no more.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no
more. And I'm still seeing ghosts at the funeral.
I'm still seeing ghosts at the funeral.
Don't need stars to tell me if I'm wrong or right. A dead constellation as an acolyte. These days it's getting pretty hard to judge the winner of this game of truth and lies that we play. Hey, I'm just blowing smoke, a blowing smoke, a blowing smoke signal.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke signals.
And I'm still seeing ghosts. At the funeral,
I'm still seeing ghosts, seeing ghosts.
Get back.
That was the Mascot Theory here on Max Inc. Radio. Eric is back in the action, and they have a long list of local shows that you can see them. 75 Memorial Terrace, 711 up in Shell Lake, 715 back here in Monona, then 729 in Wanakee. I'm going to see them on 822 at the Good Neighbor Fest, or maybe you'll see them jamming on the porch in Mineral Point out in September. It's so good to have them back in the action, especially for summer. Speaking of someone that you need to catch quick before they head to Germany, Mr. Brett Newski. He's going to be on campus on 7-4 right here at the UW, and then in Baraboo on 7-5, and then to Germany he goes. So this is What Do You Gotta Lose on Max Inc. Radio. Hello. Hello.
When I'm finite, like limelight, you're standing all the time. What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose? Yeah, what do you got to lose? It's alright, I'm stronger than I was. What do I got to lose now? The fear is a punchline I'm setting up to kill. So what do I got to lose? Compromise. Why you begging on me? It's time that we enjoy this life before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
Beth and her band is going to take us to break. Thanks for hanging out and celebrating the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. Stay there because Borky's Groove Machine is next, and I'm going to tell you where you can see them live. Yes, the Groove Machine live. That's after the break right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Looking pretty and talking trash. Sweet smile and evil laugh. And all the bad moves to catch your eye. All the vultures descend. Another perfect specimen. She's green but oh so bright. Such a sad, sad scene. But I still wanna believe. watch it grow. Might die on the vine, you know. Sometimes you gotta thin the crop. Run her over with your car. Another fallen shooting star. Never quite made it to the top. Another dime, another day.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Redefining Boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
shaking out their salt and pepper hair. The party stops. All eyes are on this well-seasoned pair. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? Don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? They are the Spice Girls.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. They crochet all day. Legend of the Bay. And boys be breaking necks and try to get a peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck, so you know she's faster in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. She drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls. Muy caliente.
Yeah.
personal to hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable instead of running red beneath my claws.
Porky's Groove Machine brought us back from break here on Max Inc. Radio. They're live on 9/11 at the Boogie Down 2025 in Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Pack a bag, maybe even a tent. Head up to Boogie Down and you get to see a rare live showing of those Porky Groove Machine. We also heard from Amelia Ford, who has many shows lined up for the summer. I think I'm going to go up to Green Bay and see her on 7/14. More information is out there. Type in, you know, Max Inc. Radio. The connections we made together and local sounds and live shows are powered this half hour by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. That's 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu of all the upcoming events as well as their delicious food at fullmilebeercompany.com. Alex White and Friends now on Max Inc. Radio.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Leap of faith just to get out of the bed in the morning. waking up and I am sad of just being a pain in your ass. Oh, sometimes it's just me tasting your will.
That was Seesaw on Mags Inc. Radio. The After Hour Show is right around the corner, and this week the theme is more of the winners of the Mama Awards, and we will pepper in even a couple things from Atwood Fest that's coming up in this July. Keep that radio on and follow us on the social media things so we can keep you connected to all the music that is local, that is in Wisconsin. Kathy Couture now, and Vacation. Man, I need one of those. You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio.
I know I'm still me, but I don't feel the same. Taking long walks and eating good food, dancing to the blues and feeling so good. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells, feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile. Haven't felt this good in quite a while. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than. Get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you instead of pines, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet, all the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Better than staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation.
Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
That's going to do it for us here on Mags Inc. Radio. Next up is a super handsome host. And make sure you use that Civic Media app and connect with him. Send him lots of messages. After all, we can't have him falling asleep on the couch again. It's the After Hour Show of Mags Inc. Radio. After this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't fall back and smile.
just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, how can you look me in the eyes and bend reality at your whim? Straddle the line between the life you lead and the fantasy that you're in. It's such a subversive form of abuse. Oh, you never trust me with the truth. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, the shackles of alibis and cover-ups will bind and weigh you down. They say that the cold heart truth set you free from the web you've woven around. Learn how it feels to tell it straight. Oh, oh, throw down your chips and raise the stakes. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh,
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A terrorism advisory bulletin is warning of a heightened threat environment in the U.S. after strikes on Iran this weekend. CBS's Sam Vinograd.
We are likely at the most heightened threat level that we've been
in decades.
Rebecca Weiner is a New York City counterterrorism official on a stepped up security presence there.
With an actor like Iran, it really is about intel, working with partners, monitoring tips and leads. So that is our standard operating procedure as it relates to Iran.
It's not just here. The State Department has doubled the number of emergency evacuation flights for Americans who want to leave Israel. And now diplomat workers are being told to leave countries in close proximity to Iran. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
The State Department ordered the departure of non-essential diplomatic personnel and family members from Lebanon, citing the volatile and unpredictable security situation in the region.